This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Flu cases remain high in Colorado with about 400 people now hospitalized. That's a drop of nearly 350 from last week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Stephanie Malterich of Boulder caught a bad case at Christmas, causing a rough cough that lasted days. She went to urgent care once and the emergency room three times, complicating things. She was in the late stages of pregnancy. She delivered a healthy baby girl last week.
Lou, I was very stressed about kind of going into labor because I still wasn't feeling great. But yeah, our first kid, and she's doing great. She's doing better than me, so.
She did get a flu shot this year, which doctors say can help prevent an illness from getting bad enough to require hospitalization. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Outdoor recreation in the Pikes Peak region just got a $2.5 million boost from the state. Becky Lineweber runs the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance, which received the grant. She says funds will help expand camping in the region, improve and add segments to the Ring the Peak Trail around Pikes Peak, and put staff at trailheads and parks to help visitors.
Where we're taking from the heights of Pikes Peak to the depths of the Royal Gorge, a regional approach and investing and saying this is exceptional. The Pikes Peak region is exceptional and it demands exceptional investment and exceptional attention.
The group is a collaborative that works in El Paso, Teller, and Fremont counties. This is KRCC and CPR News.